This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Fa min ba'du. My brothers and sisters, I gave a khutbah yesterday called La Tahzan. Do not be sad. Don't be sad. And as I mentioned in the khutbah, sadness is something that is prohibited in Islam. It is mentioned in the Quran only in the form of negating it, and never as something which is good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحَزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَالَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not falter or grieve, don't be sad, for you will have the upper hand if you are true believers, or in the form of negating it, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the people of Jannah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Surely those who say our Rabb is Allah and then remain steadfast, remain firm on that, there will be no fear for them, nor will they grieve. Now, as I mentioned, the basic reason for sadness, of prohibition of sadness, is that there is no benefit in sadness. Sadness doesn't do anything positive. For example, take anger, right, which we think of as a negative emotion. The first thing I want to say to you is that emotions are not negative or positive in themselves. It is what you do with that emotion. It's how you express that emotion. It's how you feel that emotion. It is what you allow that emotion to do with you. Meaning, what kind of behavior does that emotion create? What kind of behavior does that emotion inspire in you? This can be positive or negative. So, for example, anger, which usually is considered to be negative, is one of the strongest motivators for all kinds of goodness. Anger, righteous anger, can create revolutions. Most of the time, anger is the dominant emotion in any revolution. Anger can create a complete transformation of life itself, a person's life. For example, an alcoholic, he might be, he knows he's an alcoholic. It's not that he's proud of that, but he is unable to give it up until maybe one day he realizes what is happening to him, and he gets very angry with himself, and this results in a complete transformation of his life. This is possible. This happens. There's a beautiful story about Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali, which one of my very good friends, Dr. Khurram Awais, sent me just now. He said he was, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali was walking with his students one day when a man who smelled of alcohol, he asked him for a word. He said, can I say something to you? And the Sheikh stopped. He said, yes. He said, can Allah elevate me to your rank? Can Allah elevate me to your rank? And the Sheikh said, of course. The man followed it up and he said, how fast can he do that? The Sheikh said, in an instant, if he wills. So here is a man who's smelling of alcohol. So obviously he is an alcoholic, he's drinking. This conversation would have happened during daylight, or obviously not in the middle of the night. So drinking in the daytime is one of the signs of being alcoholic. So here is a man who's an alcoholic. We can smell his breath, which is horrible. He's talking to Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayh. And he's asking him, can Allah elevate me to your rank? And the Sheikh says, without hesitation, of course. The man says, and how fast can Allah do that? How fast can he do that? The Sheikh says, in an instant, if he wills. Then the man asked him another question, which made the Sheikh's eyes swell up with tears before replying. The man said, and can Allah bring you down from your lofty state to my miserable state? Now listen to this, listen to the words. He says, can Allah bring you down from your lofty state, your high state, to my miserable state? Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, his voice trembling, he said, in an instant. In an instant. In the first case, he said yes, and he said in an instant only when the man asked that, how long? In this case, he didn't even say that. He didn't even wait for the man to ask a second question. He said in an instant. Now, quite apart from the absolutely beautiful example of the humbleness and humility of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, which is the sign of a true alim. A true scholar is one who is humble. A true scholar is not one who is arrogant. A true scholar, the one who becomes arrogant with his knowledge is Iblis. The one who became arrogant with his knowledge was Iblis. And see how his knowledge, within quotes, helped him. It helped him to get into Jahannam. Right? Nobody was more knowledgeable than Iblis, but because that knowledge produced arrogance in him, he landed in Jahannam. So the opposite, if the true knowledge produces tawadu, it produces humbleness and humility. So in this case, a beautiful example of the humility of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh. But apart from that, see the state of this the man himself, the kind of question he's asking. He's saying, can Allah bring you down from your lofty high state to my miserable state? Now, when he's saying miserable state, what does it mean? Is he happy about himself? No, he's not. Right? That's why another friend of mine sent me another thing today. And he said, why is it that, have you ever thought, why is it that alcohol companies never use a drunk person to advertise their product? I mean, they should do that. No, I mean, you, here is what will happen to you. Use our product. You know, it's like the, like sort of weight loss drugs or food supplements that people sell. The promotion will never show a fat man or a fat woman. They show people who are absolutely slim and trim. And then there will be a before and after kind of thing. Here was this person before and here was this person after. Now imagine if alcohol companies did the same thing. Here was this person, sale, a very sane person with a beautiful family. Everybody loves him. And here is the same person who is drunk and lying in a gutter in his own vomit. This is what alcohol does. And this is our alcohol promotion, alcohol advertisement. Why don't they do that? So think about that, right? So the point I'm making here is that here was the man who is himself saying, my miserable state. So the man is not proud of what he's doing. He's not proud of what he's doing. He's sad about that. He regrets that. So what does that show you? It shows that the man is angry with himself. So this anger can produce some good results. And so one can hope that after this encounter with Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi, the man would have transformed himself and stopped drinking alcohol, and he would have straightened out his life. The thing here is that with sadness, this doesn't happen. Sadness just sits you down in one place, and that's it. It doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't even anger does something for you. Love does something for you. Kindness, compassion, all of these are action-oriented things that do. Sadness is not. Sadness just settles you down, takes you from being sad to being depressed to getting into despair. All of this there's no action involved with that, right? So what must you do to get out of this? A couple of quick ones. One is, number one, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make lots of dua. Number two, or maybe that should be even sort of, part of number one, which is, remember one very important thing, and which is that the reason you are sad is because you lost something. I mean, obviously, nobody is sad because they gained something. So, they lost something. Just remember that thing which you lost, whether it was a person, whether it was material wealth, whether it was name and fame, whatever it was, would have gone anyway. That is, that thing which you lost was in any case a temporary thing. It was not something which is permanent. It is not something that, oh my God, this thing was mine and now I can never have it. No, because that thing wasn't yours in the first place. You would have lost it anyway. You probably would have lost it before you died. But definitely on death, we all lose it. So what's the, so what is the real loss? The thing to do is to focus on the akhirah. Now that takes away the sadness, because it's okay. So instead of losing it tomorrow, I lost it today. Big deal. I mean, you know, so forget that. Focus on Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. How can I please Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala with my actions and my speech, and then see that two things. One is focus on the time that you had this thing, which you enjoyed this thing. So if this is a person, for example, most people get sad because somebody dies. So, you know, bereavement. Focus on the pre-death, pre-bereavement time. And say all the years that I spent with this person of happiness, of fulfillment, you know, what wonderful people, what wonderful times we had. Focus on that. Instead of saying, oh my God, they died. No. Focus on the time that you enjoyed. Say, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me this person, and because of this person, it added so much value to my life. Focus on the fact that this person died, but they left behind these beautiful memories. So focus on those memories. Focus on the beautiful time you had. And third thing is, physically, it is very important, especially when you are feeling sad, to do some rigorous physical aerobic exercise. So go for a walk, cycle, whatever. Tire yourself out, get full of sweat, because this releases hormones in the body which are cheerful hormones. So they take away your sadness. Physical fitness in any case is good for you. So don't eat stuff and so on. Do physical exercise. That physical exercise will, so it keeps you, also keeps your mind busy. So, you know, instead of brooding over what happened, read something new, start a project, physical exercise. If you have a, you know, if you have pets, for example, one of the good things about having pets is that they force you to into a schedule. You know, if not for yourself, then for the pet, you have to go and do this and do that and so on. So that's one of the good, one of the many good things that pets do. So do that. Get into activity. So, and then you will find that this sadness will, inshallah, go away. There are things which will never go away. I mean, and alhamdulillah, this is good. It's a sign of the more you love somebody, the greater the pain of parting. That's an absolute logical thing, right? So that pain will always be there, but it will be a nice pain. It will be the pain which reminds you of the wonderful times you had and so on and so forth. And inshallah, we hope to, if that person died with iman, then we hope to meet them, inshallah, in Jannah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.